A reality check at the checkout. More confirmation this week that Kiwis aren't getting a fair deal.
Consumers are being ripped off.
Ultimately, people are paying too much at the till.
I would not agree, certainly for our business, that there is increased profitability.
Kia ora, ko Craig McCulloch aho, and e te pūrongo tūrangapū mo tēnei wiki. Welcome to Focus on Politics. Nearly all know the sting of the supermarket shop. That tone of trepidation as the total bill ticks up and up and up.
Price of milk and bread, butter, $8. Really?
It's very hard. I'm actually on a benefit, so it's even harder.
We used to live in America where groceries were really affordable, and coming home after 3 years, they had definitely jumped up.
You know, you're getting less for your dollar.
I am shopping very carefully these days. Things go up by dollars, but we can only save cents.
This week brought validation for the cash-strapped public, if not alleviation. The grocery sector once again put on notice.
We need to get change here, and we need to get it quickly, because consumers are being ripped off by large millions of dollars every single year.
The new supermarket czar, Pierre Van Heerden, has wrapped his first assessment of the sector since his appointment in July last year. The Labour government created the role as part of a suite of measures designed to rein in the grocery duopoly, where Foodstuffs and Woolworths dominate the industry. It was hoped the creation of a new grocery commissioner might in itself prompt better behaviour and more competition. But, alas.
In short, this first annual grocery report doesn't show meaningful improvement in competition in the sector, and that is not a good sign for Kiwi consumers.
A damning appraisal. The report card is red flag after red flag. Between 2019 and 2023, groceries went up in price by more than any other common household bill. In the year to June last year, the average household was spending about $214 a week on groceries, about 13% of their total weekly budget. That's more than those in Australia or the United Kingdom. In fact, it's more than all but three other OECD countries.
Overall, the story is that retail prices in the major supermarkets have been increasing faster than the prices they pay to their suppliers. This is despite major supermarkets claiming otherwise.
Supermarkets, of course, cite their own rising costs as the reason for rising prices. But the watchdog says there is more at play. The report points to the price-cost margin, that is, the difference between what supermarkets pay for goods and what they then sell them on for. Across non-fresh products, that's expanded over 4 years by an average 3.1 percentage points. It's also up across fresh products, but by the lesser 0.4 percentage points. It is more than what Pierre Van Heerden would expect in a truly competitive market.
We need more competition in the sector. When you have more competition, margins will come down. We see it overseas when we compare to other major supermarket chains. Competition drives down prices. Competition drives innovation. Competition drives choice.
But competition is precisely what is lacking. Last year, the two major retailers, Foodstuffs and Woolworths, accounted for 82% of grocery market revenue, and no significant challenger has yet emerged. In Auckland, there are some signs of hope with the arrival of Costco, as well as the specialist supermarkets like Farrow Fresh in Taiping. But at a national level, not so much.
Enabling easier access into the grocery market for a third entrant is really important. We believe that three major national supermarket networks would be significantly more competitive than two, and that this is achievable in New Zealand.
Achievable in future, but not now under the current settings. The conditions make it tough for new competitors to enter the market and thrive, as seen by the collapse of Supi, The Honest Grocer and Huckleberry. The Labour government began work to remove barriers last term. In 2022, Parliament unanimously banned supermarkets from using restrictive land use covenants to block their competitors from setting up nearby. The Commissioner says that has been successful, but he's still not happy about the amount of land owned by the retailers not being used for stores.
There are more than 100 properties that are being land banked. We are looking into the details of each one of those. Some of them may be used for car parks, some of them for storage, but there are definitely others that could be used for supermarket expansion. And we want to ensure that we get all the details from the major supermarkets on all of their holdings. Some of these properties have been held for more than 20 years. So that gives you an indication of what we're looking at.
Labor also tried to make it easier for smaller rivals to purchase product in bulk at fair prices. It passed a law last year requiring the big retailers to make their wholesale product available at a competitive rate and to consider all requests in good faith. The commissioner says, in short, it's not working. Not enough goods are being offered up, and those that are still too expensive. In many cases, it's simply cheaper to fill up a trolley at the retail store than to use the wholesale scheme. The failure is underlined by the tiny size of the wholesale market, with total sales of just $7.4 million over a year.
This represents only around 0.03% of total supermarket and grocery sales in New Zealand. This is really insignificant and not good enough.
In all, it paints a worrying picture of a sector slow to change. Though, as you'd expect, the supermarket giants themselves have a somewhat different perspective. Foodstuffs was quick to issue a statement, arguing there had been significant progress over the past 2 years. It points out New Zealand has one of the lowest rates of food price inflation in the OECD right now, a feat it says is due to the supermarkets absorbing cost increases, not passing them on. Woolworths NZ also disputes the overall thrust of the report. Its managing director, Spencer Son, says they've done everything that's been asked of them.
We think there's been quite a bit of change since the market study. We've seen the entry of, you know, the likes of Costco, which as we know is the world's third largest grocer. We've seen the expansion of the likes of Chemist Warehouse. We've also seen the expansion of the food offer at the warehouse, and then we've seen the growth of many independents. And in our business specifically, we've stood up a wholesale business, which is now 2 years old and delivering to nearly 65 retail sites. We've introduced unit pricing. So we believe there's been a fair amount of change in the industry.
He points too to the very latest financial year, not covered by this inquiry, in which Woolworths NZ reported a trading loss of 0.5 cents in every dollar.
I would not agree, certainly for our business, that there's increased profitability. We've got chapter and verse and fact on that. You can have a look. Our results are independently audited.
The protestations have done little to sway Pierre van Heerden, who refers back to his own chapter and verse and fact. His patience is running thin.
We are working at pace and using all the tools available to us, plus looking at how to unlock further tools. We are committed to making a difference in this sector.
At last, the watchdog bares his teeth, promising a multi-pronged crackdown to come. First, he set his eyes on growing that wholesale market, beginning with a new set of rules and steep penalties in the order of $10 million, or 10% of annual turnover. The commissioner is also embarking on a targeted inquiry into the wholesale system to report back mid-next year. And he has already signalled an intent to request more powers from the minister at its conclusion. Perhaps the ability to not just tell the major supermarkets to offer a fair wholesale price, but to force them to.
I don't want to see words, I want to see action.
Pierre van Heerden is also signalling a more aggressive stance when it comes to enforcement and will require supermarkets to regularly disclose details about customer complaints. He's revived his calls for the government to hike the existing penalties under the Fair Trading Act and is persisting with multiple investigations under that law into the use of false or misleading pricing at all the major supermarkets.
So you see the price, you think that's a good price, get the till and you get charged a totally different price. Now, when you raise it with the supermarkets, often they will just refund you on that, and then you pay the right price. We have said to them, that's not good enough. We would like to see a regime where there's a full refund and that item is free to the consumer, because that will force the retailers to actually start taking this seriously.
The plan in total is designed to improve behaviour in the short term and to level the playing field in the long. The ultimate goal is to encourage a new player into the mix, a third entrant, a popular prospect with the public.
More options is better for everyone. It gives us not only more options in the supermarket, but it does force the major players to reduce their prices.
Yeah, more choices, more independent people coming in.
The more competition, the better. I mean, you look at Australia, they've got Aldi, which has been able to actually pull market away from the other two.
I had a look at Aldi. The price difference, even compared with the other two big Australian ones, was just incredible.
Consumer New Zealand is amplifying that public appetite and endorses the actions which have been signalled so far. But the advocacy group is sceptical those alone will be enough. Its spokesperson Gemma Rasmussen wants the government to go further and faster.
Ultimately, it is the role of government to step in and talk about structural change and market breakups if they feel that, you know, the supermarkets aren't complying.
The Green Party also wants to see a structural shake-up, the duopoly broken up and forced to sell their subsidiary companies.
This would be a wake-up call for the government to do far more to ensure that people can put food on the table.
And then there's Labour. It says the government must do something. It's just not sure exactly what just yet.
Well, you know, that's really up to them. We'll certainly have an alternative ready before the next election in terms of what we will do. But in the meantime, I certainly think they need to make it clear to the supermarkets that more action is required, more competition is required, consumers deserve a better deal.
The luxury of opposition. No such freedom for the relevant minister, Andrew Bailey, who is also hearing that public clamour for action. He's highly unlikely to go as far as that suggested by the Greens, describing such intervention as an absolute last resort. But so far, his tone is one in line with the commissioners, suggesting that he will look favourably on any requests for stronger tools, if and when he receives them.
We need to make sure that the supermarkets are operating in an ethical and appropriate manner and that competition can come in and operate against them. And that's where the commissioner's identified a whole lot of initiatives that he wishes to pursue to bring about that change. Now, we want to make sure that that happens, and I support him in his approach, but I do want to make sure that we try and get some meaningful outcome, because to date we haven't had meaningful change in the supermarket industry.
We'll hear more from the minister in a moment, but first, there is a potential obstacle to his somewhat populist ponderings. An obstacle in the name of one David Seymour, ACT Party leader and Minister for Regulation.
What I got from reading the report was a commissioner who's got a job and thought, oh bugger, I'm not doing much, I need to justify it.
David Seymour has always considered the role of Grocery Commissioner to be something of a stunt position with little purpose, and he is not at all in favour of ramping up regulation when it clearly hasn't worked so far.
Well, I don't think that, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves. Is ever a particularly good approach in politics or in life. And if it's really true that all we need is a bit more regulation to make groceries affordable, we should already have the cheapest groceries on the planet.
Some interesting cabinet conversations ahead, no doubt, and something for Andrew Bailey to contemplate over the coming months. Here he is again, speaking with RNZ's business editor, Giles Beckford.
One thing that I'll need to consider when the Commerce Commission finishes doing their investigation is the 100-plus sites that the supermarkets currently own and are land banking, some of which they've owned for a long period of time. Now, if it's found that those land holdings are contrary to the Commerce Act, that may involve some divestiture if that's the case.
You talk about encouraging new entrants, hopefully, especially perhaps from overseas, but is there any realistic expectation that a foreign operator will come in here to provide meaningful competition? I mean, everybody talks about Lidl, for instance, coming in, or Aldi, right? But neither have shown the slightest bit of interest in entering New Zealand because the market doesn't suit them.
That's right. I don't think there's a panacea of an international player sitting there in the wings right now. And I've certainly spoken to some potential operators. It's like all strategies in business. The first priority is to support who we've got operating in New Zealand. So the warehouses, the Costcos, the Night and Days, those type of operations. That's why it's so important that the Commission gets the arrangements around wholesale, access to wholesale arrangements so they can buy goods at the same prices that the supermarkets are enjoying. That's a really important framework.
When would you like to see a significant advance in competitive forces within the sector? I mean, I know we all want it now, but you know, in a realistic sense, you'd be wanting to see something significant within the next 6 months at least?
No, I would expect in the next year, and I'll be looking forward to the next report from the Commission, but ultimately people are paying too much at the till, and I want to make sure that over time we see a reduction in prices.
1 year to see some progress, but only some. Don't expect changes to come quickly. The Commissioner says it up front. Any meaningful improvement in competition is still many, many years away.
This does take time, as we've seen in the telecommunications industry. It's not something that gets fixed overnight.
Even if a significant challenger were to emerge tomorrow, overseas experience suggests it would take more than a decade for them to reach even 10% of market share. A decade of that ding, 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 spelling dread. That was Focus on Politics. I'm Craig McCulloch. Thank you for joining us. Mā te wā.